Theo and the Devious. There was a time long ago when the king made an announcement calling for help to rescue his daughter, Princess Lexa. A strong, brave and fearless boy named Theo stepped up to the king. "I will do the quest to save the princess." Theo felt brave about this. "You must rescue Princess Lexa by battling the beast in the dark, gloomy cave. Take this weapon to survive the battle. If you achieve this quest, you may marry the princess. You must start when the sun rises," the king explained to Theo. Theo rose early the next morning, ready to battle the beast. He prepared all of his weapons and started his journey. He was feeling brave. As he walked, everything around him felt new. The blue sky above him was like a bright blue sea and as clear as a summer's day. As fast as lightning, he felt a tap, which made him scream. "Ah!" he screamed. "Wait, I won't hurt you," answered a suspicious-looking goddess. "Who are you?" asked Theo. "I am a special goddess. Here's a shiny silver shield to help you in your battle. Only use this when you need it, and when the time comes, you will know what to do," exclaimed the goddess. Theo accepted the weapon from the goddess hand and put it in his pocket again. Again, Theo started his journey. He felt more brave with the shield. As he approached a dark, gloomy cave, he was hit by an unpleasant smell from up above. A sound like a terrifying earthquake shook above him. His fear was about to explode. A massive shadow was coming closer and closer to him. Theo could see a horrifying beast. It had a devil head and a dragon body. Theo didn't really know what it was called. Its teeth was as sharp as broken glass, bloodshot eyes and long sharp horns like twisted spears. The beast's roar shook Theo's body. Theo's heart rate quickened and as a wave of terror shook him. Moments later, Theo got closer to the beast. The beast was ready to battle. Devious the beast swooped his tail under Theo. Theo fell to the ground, not able to move. Devious was by Theo's side. He grabbed Theo's arm, but Theo swooped up from the ground and stabbed the beast's chest. Theo's last move of the battle, he kicked the beast to the wall. Theo's sword was unable to fall out of the beast's chest. Devious was just on the cave floor, didn't move a step. There she was, Princess Lexa, on the ground in front of Theo. He rushed to Princess Lexa and held her in his hands. Just as Theo and Princess Lexa got out of the cave, Lexa woke up of surprise. "Theo, what are you doing?" Lexa coughed. "I am saving you from that beast. We need to get back to the palace, back to your father," explained Theo. "Thank you. I could have got killed back there," Lexa answered. As they arrived at the palace, Theo showed the king Princess Lexa. "Well done, Theo. You have achieved the quest. You may marry Princess Lexa," answered the king to Theo. Theo was so relieved. He always wanted to marry Lexa. They got ready and married. Theo knew he would have a happier life.